you're starting on the positives, aren't you? No, I mean, Jay, it was a great goal. John broke there, you know, got in between the lines, turned, slipped the ball down the side, and it was a great finish from Jay, and, you know, that's what he does.
As you say, we started with the positives. I didn't see even a half chance after that from the O's. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there weren't a lot, to be honest. You know, got to give credit to Wimbledon. You know, they've come here, worked hard, and, you know, towards the end of the first half, we were camped in a bit, I've got to say. Don't really think Alex had too much to do. You know, they had a few set plays and balls in the box, but I thought the boys at the back dealt with that quite well. So, you know, we went in at half-time, had a game plan what we were going to do, and we were going to change it after 10 minutes if we didn't get, you know, back to where we wanted to be. And then, obviously, we had the sending off, so that went to pot.
Now, Neil Ardley was critical of the referee, and I would imagine that you've got comments particularly about the dismissal.
Do you know what? I think everyone in the ground sat here and watched the game today, so, you know, I'm not going to get myself in any trouble, but, you know, I've got my opinion, as Neil has, so I better leave it there.
OK, well, Wimbledon then had so much possession. You lined up, you literally parked the bus, didn't you, in terms of absorbing that pressure?
Do you know what? We were 1-0 up and, you know, we defended well. You know, we put Matty on because you knew it was going to be an aerial bombardment. And I think they had... I mean, we were talking about changing it and maybe sticking another one up, but at 1-0, just to try and relieve a bit of the pressure. But Alex hadn't had a save to make. Then he had one, the one that he's pushed over, and then not long after that, the score. But... you know, I've got to give credit to the players. You know, they were under huge amounts of pressure, you know, and defended very well.
Can I ask you about the first two substitutions and your thinking behind the switches that you made?
Well, I made a decision. You know, the sending off comes just after that. You know, we're taking Ollie off, so you know, I've got to trust my players when they're out there on yellow cards. And I spoke to John, and he shouldn't be making those challenges. Just need to stay on his feet and not get involved and give the referee any chance of booking him again.
Is Jay Simpson okay? Because I know he picked up a knock on Tuesday.
Jay was dead on his feet out there again. You know, that's the reason for that substitution. We put Blair on to go and give us some legs and try and get a bit of pressure on their back four. So that was the reason for that. But Jay's, you know, he's run around. He's been up there most, you know, a lot on his own. So, you know, he's knackered, the poor kid. So.
A proper London derby, no quarter given, and at the end, you seem to be involved with some late-night supporters and arguments there.
Well, if people want to shout and holler, you know, over a fence when I'm out on the pitch, you know, sort of giving my players a bit of praise for hanging in there and defending how they did and getting a good point in the end, because we were up against it, no doubt about that. I gave him the option if he wanted to come and speak to me in the dressing room, and he, you know, we sent the security there if he wants to bring him in. And he decided to go home. So he's all right while he's shouting at me over the hoardings there. If he wants to have a chat with me, then no problem.
And at the end of the game, it looks as if everybody from the bench went onto the pitch and there was you met with the players on the pitch. Was that really to sort of reflect on just how much they'd given in the second half?
Well, those players have given everything in the last three or four games. And, you know, I went on there and you know, they've defended there. They've got blocks in, they've won headers. Yeah, we were under siege, and you know sometimes you've got to deal with that. And I thought they did that admirably today.